The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here.
Fight the good fight and be the man.
I'm the man.
Every minute, every day.
The voice of the people.
Fight the good fight.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Last day for me to try to not completely wipe off the face of the earth the Peter Boyle Show. I am Randy Corcoran from Saturday Mornings. And good to be back here with you. Weekend went fast. I hope it was a good one for you. We've got a decent-looking day today. Partly cloudy, 55 degrees. And I'm so very excited about the grand opening of our new family auto repair business, and I'll tell you about that here in just a couple of minutes. But I don't want to waste the extremely valuable time of top-notch newsman Tom Mueller, who's here right now, and good morning once again, sir.
Thank you, and good morning, and great to have you back.
Yep, it's a lot of fun. Been enjoying it.
Good, I'm glad.
Let's see, one, two, three, four, five. Five out of the last 6 days I've been here.
Pretty good.
Oh, dog 30. Do love it.
We've got a great day weather-wise for us, but not so much in Dallas.
Tell.
Power is out to tens of thousands of people in Dallas after a tornado tore a 17-mile path through north and northeast parts of the city last night. Heavy damage has been dealt to homes and businesses throughout the storm's path. I think they said 125,000 homes out with no power.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. This news brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. The teacher strike in Park County continues, but classes will open today. Classrooms will be staffed by teachers who choose not to go to or who choose to go to work today, despite the strike, as well as substitute teachers. So that we'll see. We'll see if. Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for just all sorts of things.
I wonder if teachers should be prohibited from striking. They have such an unfair leverage.
They do.
When kids are just parents, especially parents who work.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always, even Franklin Delano Roosevelt was not a big fan of government workers mm-hmm. being able to strike.
That's right.
Pretty close to that with public education.
Public is government workers.
Yeah.
Sure is. And also, Chicago schools will be closed again today during a teacher's strike. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says negotiations are ongoing, of course. The Trump administration will publish an amended regulation today that reportedly mandates DNA collection for almost all illegal migrants who cross the border between official entry ports.
Ooh, busted.
The information will be added to the massive FBI database used by law enforcement in the hunt for criminals. You want to comment on that?
Well, listen, if you're going to break the law, if you're going to come into the country, given the fact that Americans get killed, maimed, otherwise injured, assaulted, raped, from a small percentage of these people, understandable, but yeah. We need every protection possible for people who start their introduction to our country by breaking our law.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no problem with it.
I have no problem either. In fact, just about anybody who's arrested on a felony, I think, would be helpful to have DNA checks.
Yep, put it in there.
United Auto Workers Union members will vote this week on a contract with General Motors. The agreement increases pay, includes a defined path for temporary workers to become full-time, and closes the plant in Lordstown, Ohio. And I would be real interested in your thoughts on this particular subject, because I have a real question about this. In the Kelsey Barrett murder case going on in Cripple Creek, Prosecutors will not be allowed to suggest murder suspect Patrick Frazee attacked a cow before killing Barrett. That's his accusation. He's accused of killing her. Prosecutors wanted to use the allegation to show Frazee was violent, but a judge denied the request during Frazee's final court appearance before trial. My question to you as a lawyer, the judge denied it, but it's already out as news that he can't use that. So, I mean, does that not just sort of overcome the denial of the judge?
Well, it certainly is. There is a risk of that happening. Uh-huh. The judge will instruct that jury that you are to only consider the evidence presented in this trial.
Uh-huh. But it's already in your mind.
You're not to listen to news reports or family friends. I don't know if this jury will be sequestered. That doesn't uh-huh. happen very often.
Yeah.
But it is a horrible, horrible thing from the perspective of a defense attorney. What can get into people's minds before they ever get onto a jury?
Sure.
And then they'll lie to you when you're asking them, questioning them to put them on.
Yeah.
If they want to be there, they'll try and think in their mind, what is the right answer uh-huh. to make sure that I can stick, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's the jury system is, it's not a science.
Yeah, right.
It's a gamble.
Yeah. A man is dead after driving off Rimrock Drive, a Colorado National Monument, dropping 450 feet. Rescuers needed 5 hours to reach the vehicle. Egypt is calling the 30 ancient coffins containing mummies the biggest find of its kind in more than 100 years. The coffins date back about 3,000 years. In sports, CU drops its third game in a row to a Pac-12 team, losing to Washington State 41-10.
What are they doing, practicing with the Broncos?
Boy. And I think their next game is against Southern Cal. So, I mean, it's going to be another mm. Tonight in the NHL, that's a technical term. It's going to be another
Yeah.
Tonight in the NHL, the Avs will be at St. Louis.
Because you don't swear on the air.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you
right.
for that.
And on Monday night, yeah, because I'd hate to have you to quick find the dump button. And on Monday night football, the Patriots will play the New York Jets. Wall Street futures are up slightly in advance of this morning's opening. S&P futures are up nearly 0.2%. Dow futures up nearly 0.1%. NASDAQ futures up 0.25%. And that, Randy, is real news.
It's real news.
Yeah.
Want to just share with you, since we were having some family conversation before we went on air, just talking about family history, family illness with elderly family members and different things. And as you know, and many people who've listened to me off and on radio shows for a while, car guy going way back, dropped out of high school at 15, came back to Denver. We were living in the Chicago area, born in Denver, came back at 17 to attend Denver Automotive and Diesel College. And for the first couple decades of my life, starting very young, 13, 14 years old in the garage at home in Chicago, I was fixing cars. And was actually fixing cars before I was old enough to drive them. And opened a shop, had a couple of different shops, body paint, but mechanical was always my thing, building hot rods. And I've been starting my 22nd year as an attorney now in November. But my daughter married another car guy. And it was her high school sweetheart from the time she was 14 on. She's 27 now, the first baby. And so they've been together almost consistently since that period. And this young man, Michael Hartkers, has a has been a certified mechanic for 10 or 11 years. And today is the grand opening of our new family auto repair business.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
And so it's Hartkers Garage, auto repair and service at 5600 Windermere in Littleton, which is just a block north of Littleton Boulevard, right down there by the little Littleton Aurora or Arapahoe County Courthouse. And from noon to four, we're going to be doing free winter inspections for everybody and serving lunch, you know, hot dogs, drinks, things like that. So I'll be there at noon today to hang out. And it's just very, very exciting how things kind of go full circle.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's just out of his mind with excitement to get this. A little two-bay with lifts and all updated equipment and everything. And so fingers crossed, starting a new business is tough, but a nice busy little intersection there. And If you hadn't already sent your motorhome back to California, I'd say bring it by. Let's make sure it's ready to roll. So that's pretty exciting. And then, man, Ken Buck is all over the news. People been calling me and texting me and saying, wait a minute. The vote today is to censure Adam Schiff for making up his own version of the phone call between President Trump and the Ukraine president is today. Mm. And there's something like 176 Republicans who've signed on to this bill, and Ken Buck's name is not among them. And Ken says he's going to write about his decision, his position on censure. And, you know, Ken always thinks these things, seems to always think these things through. He has separated himself from president, other Republicans at times. But boy, this is, I think, almost the entire Freedom Caucus, if not everybody, has signed on to this thing. Ken Buck has not. And Ken is also distancing himself from the president by calling for more refugee resettlement, saying as a Christian that we need to continue to accept refugees into the country. The president and his administration have said, given the onslaught that we've been facing at the border, they're cutting back refugee settlements down to about 18,000 next year. Seems like a lot of people to me for a country whose borders have been out of control and been basically overrun for a long, long time. But some folks are really concerned at this distancing of the Colorado State GOP chairman and Congressman Ken Buck from the president of the United States here in Colorado. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, 303-696-1971. Have you heard any of Attorney General Barr's speech on the importance of religion?
Yes.
Have you heard the whole thing?
At Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You sat down and gave him a lesson?
No, I have not heard the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Phenomenal.
I understand that from all reports. Yeah.
Yeah. There's, let's see, there was one clip I was even going to play here for you and just to give you a taste of it and give the listeners a taste of it. We broke up the first half of this speech for a Saturday morning show, just did kind of a different show than usual. And I just couldn't believe the response that I got. I tweeted out a link to the whole speech, both written and the video version, so people can get the audio. And here are a couple of short clips that I'd like to get your take on, Tommy Mueller.
Okay.
I think we all recognize, well, that over the past 50 years, religion has been under increasing attack. On the one hand, we have seen the steady erosion of our traditional Judeo-Christian moral system and a comprehensive effort to drive it from the public square. On the other hand, we see the growing ascendancy of secularism and the doctrine of moral relativism. By any honest assessment, the consequences of this moral upheaval have been grim. Virtually every measure of social pathology continues to gain ground. In 1965, the illegitimacy rate was 8%. The last time I was Attorney General in 1992, it was at 25%. Today, it is at over 40%, and that's the national average. In many of our large urban areas, as we know, it is well over 70%. Along with the wreckage of the family, we are seeing record levels of depression and mental illness, dispirited young people, soaring suicide rates, increasing numbers of angry and alienated young males, an increase in senseless violence, and a deadly drug epidemic. As you know, over 70,000 people die a year from drug overdoses. That is more casualties in a year than we experienced during the entire Vietnam War.
Attorney General William Barr addressing the Notre Dame Law School. Mm-hmm. And part of this speech, he was imploring upon these young lawyers to take it on as a, you know, as a cause for them as part of their career. Doesn't matter what direction they go, but to be aware of the importance of and to fight for a return to constitutionally protected religious liberty. He describes how it's under assault. And that was kind of a tease for this short clip. And then we'll talk a little bit about this with Tommy Mueller.
There's another modern phenomenon that is suppressing society's self-corrective mechanism that's making it harder for us to restore ourselves. In the past, when societies are threatened by moral chaos, the overall social costs of licentiousness and irresponsible personal conduct become so high that society ultimately recoils and reevaluates the path it is on. But today, in the face of all the increasing pathologies, instead of addressing the underlying cause, we have cast the state in the role of the alleviator of bad consequences. We call on the state to mitigate the social costs of personal misconduct and irresponsibility. So the reaction to growing illegitimacy is not sexual responsibility, but abortion. The reaction to drug addiction is safe injection sites. The solution to the breakdown of the family is for the state to set itself up as an ersatz husband for the single mother and an ersatz father for the children.
How refreshing is it to hear somebody talking with such... He's not a dynamic speaker by any stretch of the imagination, but the sincerity and the clarity with which he's expressing very important concepts is phenomenal. At a law school, law schools are not known to be... I know this is Notre Dame, but law schools are not known to be bastions of conservatism or with any kind of focus on religion. But thoughts from what you hear from those two short clips.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
A total breath, speaking as a Christian and as a person who wants to see constitutional law enforced, recognized, and not a law that just sort of is, well, what kind of makes you feel good, and let's make the law around that rather than a law on the clear evidence that he's talking about the disintegration of our moral outlook.
Yeah, the response to the drug epidemic is safe injection sites. Talking about abortion so freely, I was really, really grateful. And we've got some other clips that we may play throughout the morning here. But I'll tell you, when I got to do the White House briefing with Ken Cuccinelli a few weeks ago, I was out in Washington, D.C. for the Tea Party Patriots rally. It was the same kind of feel just hearing them talk about what's actually going on deep inside the administration. Very thoughtful considerations of these fundamental issues. Cuccinelli more focused on immigration, border security, those kinds of things. But as opposed to these constant attacks in the media and these little snippets that get played over and over and over to try and show the president out of control or violating the law or whatever. There is a great deal of deep thought and internal conversation going on within this administration about redirecting or refocusing the direction of this country back toward those original founding principles, including the ability for religion to be a part of the public discourse, even in and around the U.S. government. And it gives me just a tremendous amount of optimism in the face of all of this, all of these attacks on the president and the polling. He's failing in this state and that state, and the Senate's at risk, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. I encourage everybody to just take a breath, put your head down, and keep marching forward.
I totally agree. I'm out of breath. I'm breathless at just the headlong dash to stupidity in terms of our laws, the law enforcement. Early last week, when George Brockler was on, he talked about hugging the enemy. You know, he used the term hugging the enemy or hugging the people who want to hurt you. You know, well, you also have clear moral things that hurt us that we could look at and say, as Barr just said, he listed the things that came out of the departure from the Judeo-Christian ethic. Yeah. And we're talking an ethic there that's a universal ethic. We're not talking about the adoption of a state-supported religion. We're talking about an ethic.
Judeo-Christian values, the survival of Western civilization as we have known it.
And it built the Western civilization as we know it. And it's systematically dismantling it in favor of those appetites that are in all of us human beings. But, you know, as we give voice to those appetites, they grow and they grow and they destroy us.
Without a question, there's a Democrat congressional candidate in New York who wants to disarm the police.
Mm-hmm.
Says, well, gun violence is down in our city, so let's take the guns away from the police. We'll get the London model going, I guess. Everywhere you turn, the craziness of the left continues to explode, and it's reiterated on the media. And so people think, well, that's the way it is now. Mm-hmm. That's the world that we live in. Some real sanity brought out in this 40-some minute speech from Attorney General William Barr.
Yeah.
Encourage everybody to follow me on Twitter, go look at my Facebook pages or whatever, because I've got links there to all of it. It's really terrific. And out of your news stories, I immediately wrote down when we had the little back and forth about the teachers. Should teachers strike?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting topic of conversation. We've even got a caller on the line. So what we're going to do now is get to our break. We'll get to the phones on the other side, 303-696-1971, and we'll get Frank's take on whether teachers should strike when we return on 710 KNUS. My buddy, I will not see you tomorrow. I think this is it for me on the Peter Boyle Show, so I hope you have a wonderful week. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you, and I'll look forward to your next visit to us.
Sounds great.
Okay.
710 KNUS, we'll be right back.
We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
One line is open at 303-696-1971. Randy Corcoran in for Peter Boyles as he continues his Germany excursion. He'll be back on Friday. George Brockler back in the chair tomorrow morning. 303-696-1971. The news story that Tommy Mueller shared about the teacher strike in Park County has spurred some interest. I wrote this down the minute he said it as a possible topic. You guys are all over it. Should teachers strike? So we'll get to Frank and Mark in just 1 second. Text messages are rolling in. You can text the studio at 710 using the 710 KNUS app. Download it onto your smartphone. So simple. Just push a button. The texts roll right in here. Hey, Randy, wonderful speech by A.G. Barr. Think of where we would be had Trump not made the egregious error of appointing the utterly ineffective Sessions to that point, to that post. Boy, you can't argue with that, can you? And Randy, I've really enjoyed listening to you more than only once a week. Guess I have to go back to just 3 hours a week of Randy. I hope the Hartgers Garage grand opening is amazing. How exciting for your family, Alexa. Thanks for that, Alexa. It is a lot of fun. And we'll get to Frank here in just 1 second, but I'm going to keep pushing this all day. I will be at our new auto repair shop. My son-in-law, Michael Hartgers, Hartgers Garage at 5600 South Windermere Street, our grand opening today. I was a car guy for 2 decades before starting as a lawyer 21-plus years ago now. And 5600 South Windermere Street, I'll be cooking up hot dogs at noon. We'll be doing free auto inspections. I hope if you're out that way, you'll come by and just say hello. But back to what has already become the question of the morning, should teachers be allowed to strike? Frank's been waiting the longest. We'll get to him right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Randy, I've enjoyed these days that you've stood in for Peter. You know, you ought to try to get your own show.
Well, I'll tell you, if I can shut down the auto repair shop and the law firm, I might have time for something like that. But
actually, I think doing different things like you've done develops different parts of your brain, the mechanical, the intellectual, but you also have a good skill, I think, in allowing people to talk, to listen to their argument. And, of course, you've got 22 years of honing your skills at taking on those arguments and refuting them on their merits. I did love Bill Barr's speech. I thought it was so clarity, and well-spoken. I think he reflects a great educational time that he spent and a legal time in law school to express himself in a totally clear manner. He was speaking on Judeo-Christian values and importance of, I think, what the original founders were talking about was the importance of allowing freedom of religion to follow whatever persuasion you wish. And I think that's part of what's made the country great. What triggered my call was this thing about the teachers that, yes, I don't know how far you go in shutting down a public entity that to strike, if you're depending on it, does cause problems for the people who have to put their children in school to take alternative things. But how far do you want to extend that? Do you then want to extend the things, the ideas that the teachers present, should they be scrutinized too? In other words, should any one political party be allowed to contribute more to the teachers' union that is heavily influencing their decisions and the way they think, and hence what they teach a young mind how to think? So I think all these things could be looked at. If the teachers are dependent on donations from political parties, maybe it should be a balanced thing, and we should require a balance of ideology in the teachers. But I don't know who would be the arbiter of that. So all these things bring up interesting points.
Well, they really do. And, you know, supposedly, theoretically, that's what school boards are for. And parents should be involved in selecting their school boards. They should be attending these school board meetings. And there should be transparency. There should be transparency about where the money comes to. They put lots and lots of money into these school board races now on the Democrat side. Republicans, for the most part, seem to still be asleep at the wheel. And then they control the curriculum. I think another way to bring some real competition back to the public school system is to make it easier for these charter schools, for people to homeschool, by giving the same amount of tax support on a percentage basis to these schools that are outside the mainstream and provide some real competition there. But getting back to whether teachers should be allowed to strike. We saw what Ronald Reagan did to the air traffic controllers, something that was so critical to the structure of our transportation system and all that. Do you think the same logic applies to teachers in the school system?
You know, my mother was a teacher, and I saw her, out of love for the profession, spend many nights after she'd come home from school grading papers and trying to correct and improve the educational system. There has to be a willingness among the people who are going to school to learn, and that's what I'm afraid we're lacking, because parts of the culture would encourage people to say, oh, this is not necessary, but unfortunately kids don't get it that 15, 20 years later they finally appreciate what the schools are trying to impart. But I do think that teachers are one of the most important assets that we have. I think that their environment should be looked at. Typically, their pay has not been great. But I think, I don't know where I come down. I find it hard to just cordon off one section of society and say this, yeah, these persons should not be allowed to pursue betterment of their own profession.
Well, it is definitely worthy of some conversation, and thanks for kicking it off for us this morning, Frank. And I really do appreciate your kind words. It is a lot of fun when I get a chance to get on a roll and do a few days back-to-back. I really do enjoy it here.
Well, thank you.
God bless you, sir. All right, Mark, you're next. We'll get you in before the break for sure on the teacher strike. Good morning. Welcome to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, Randy. So first I'd like to clarify, I don't believe that public school teachers should be allowed to strike. I don't believe that you should be allowed to vote for a person that's going to give you a raise. I'm a union member, and my union is regulated by the Railway Labor Act on whether we can strike or not. I work in the airline industry. I'm pro-union in the private sector, but my job, there is no way in hell they would ever let us actually go on strike because of the negative impact it would have on the economy. That's what the Railway Labor Act is there for. Now, public school teachers, they can vote for the person that says, hey, I'll give you guys a raise. I'll give you guys a great para benefits, all things like that. That's insane. They should never be allowed to do that. I'm completely opposed to it.
Yeah, there are so many tremendous benefits going to work for the government, you know, the pensions, the vacations, the job security, the how difficult it is to actually dismiss someone who works, especially in the federal government. And there's a heightened level in most of these cases, most of these positions, and I think this argument applies to teachers in public schools as well, that the importance and of reliability for people to know that they're going to be able to get their kids to school and then get off to their jobs or whatever their days require should create a higher standard of concern about whether these people can really blackmail not just their employer, because in this case the employer is the public, in order to get higher wages. They've got time off in the summer. They can do their bargaining then. They can decide to take it or leave it. If teachers want to walk out en masse or warn that we're not going to come to work, then the school districts would have to decide, you know, how to deal with them. But once school is in session, the idea that they can hold the public and these school children hostage is very disconcerting to me. And so I think you and I are in agreement here, Mark.
Can I make one other point?
Yeah, please
do. People are very, very confused on this. Ronald Reagan did not fire the air traffic controllers because they went on strike. He fired the air traffic controllers because they went on a wildcat strike, an illegal strike. They didn't go through the proper channels to walk out of work. They walked out anyway. He told them, go back to work or you will be fired. They didn't go back to work, and then he fired them. So people say that Reagan was anti-union. No, they went about it the wrong way. They didn't follow the rules that are in place. That's why they got fired.
Well, I really appreciate you making that clarification, and that would make good sense. You know, Reagan came from Democrat roots. He was a union guy in the movie-making industry in Hollywood, and so that does make an awful lot of sense. And then, as we, you know, I mentioned before, and I think you'd agree, it seems to apply to your role as well, that this heightened importance to the fabric of society, in that case, the airline travel, also should make it a very, very unique circumstance before somebody can just walk off the job. So I really love the message that Reagan sent, and I assume you agree with it as well.
That's the industry I work in, and I understand there's a process and the reason for the process. So
sure. Well, very good. Thanks for waiting, Mark. I appreciate you weighing in this morning. Better believe it. All right. Full lines. Well, Mark's line is open, 303-696-1971. We've got another Randy on the board, Mike as well. If you want to grab that open line, now's the time, because we're going to take our break at 5:40 on The Peter Boyle Show. I'm Randy Corporan here on 710 KNUS.
Download our free mobile app and listen to 710 KNUS on your phone or hear us at home or at work on your Alexa device. Details at 710KNUS.com. Message and data rates apply. We now return to The Peter Boyle Show.
Peter's out till Friday. He'll be back from Germany then. George Brockler has the helm tomorrow morning. I'm Randy Corporan at 5:48. About 12 minutes to go until 6 a.m. Given everything that's happened to the president, that's been thrown at the president over the last couple of weeks, I thought it was time to defend the president. We'll have Ted Harvey, the founder of the Committee to Defend the President, in the 7 o'clock hour. Later on in the show, Trevor Loudon and Brigitte Gabrielle. Should be an interesting rest of the morning. But we've got one line open right now at 303-696-1971. If you want to email me, you cannot send it to The Peter Boyle Show. I won't see it. If you're emailing the show this morning, go to 710knus.com and find Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. That's my Saturday morning show, and send your email that way. That way I can see it during the show and maybe talk about it on air. That's always a lot of fun. We've got one line open at 303-696-1971. Randy wants to talk about the ICE facility protest and an Aurora school board candidate. Before we do that, though, let's get one more in on this question that we asked after the news report this morning. Should teachers be allowed to strike? Mike's been waiting to weigh in on that. So, Mike, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. You know, my feeling is teachers absolutely should not allow to be to strike. I mean, I know your previous caller talked about, you know, some teachers are underpaid, but I know Chicago's currently in strike mode. The starting salary of a teacher in Chicago is $56,000 a year starting. You know, you're 21, 22 years old. It tops out after 30 years at $108,000 a year. Now, that is just a single parent or a single person. If you're married to another teacher, that's $112,000 a year starting salary. And that's $216,000 a year you're making as a couple. And plus you have your pension, which pays you 70% of your $100,000 a year when you retire. You know, currently the city of Chicago is $35 billion upside down with the pension deficit. You know, we as Americans across the board need to look at this. Teachers, if they don't like their job, can walk out. I think charter schools have the right mentality of, hey, we pay people for their effort they do and how they work. But we as Americans cannot continue to absorb these huge pension costs.
Well, Colorado's in a similar mess. You know, the para system is grossly underfunded. And it's based on a model that is completely unsustainable.
Yeah, we have another problem too with superintendents. I mean, our superintendents in Colorado make up to $300,000 a year. They have a $1,000 car bonus each month, and they have a cell phone allowance. You know, my kids pay $1 every time they get on the bus, and the superintendent gets paid $1,000 a month, so he doesn't have to put miles on his car. You know, our system is definitely broken in Colorado. I think we're also like $35 billion upside down. But if the teachers want to walk, fine, let them walk. Let's go to charter schools. But we cannot continue to. And if you look at the hours to a teacher works by union contract, it's 186 days a year, 6.5 hours a day. It comes to 1,000 hours by union contract they have to work on a yearly basis. And I know you and I understand that, you know, I put in probably $3,000 hours a year at work. Teachers have to put 1,000. And I'm not saying they don't grade papers, but I also bring work home. I work Saturday. I work Sunday. You know, here it is. I've been to work already an hour from 4 o'clock. I won't leave till 7 o'clock. I put in, that's a 15-hour day.
What do you do,
teachers,
Mike?
Teachers are complaining. I run a steel plant here, a fabrication steel plant in Colorado.
Yeah, well, you can imagine, you know, especially when I first started my law firm, 4 a.m. to 8, 9, 10 p.m. at night were not unusual hours at all. It is a kind of rarefied air for teachers and a special role, an important job. But I tend to agree with just about everything you said. I hear the music now, so have to let you go. You better get back to work. Thanks very much, Mike. Randy, if you sit tight, we'll get you on the other side. A quick change of topics. I'll play some more for you from the attorney bar speech. And Ken Buck, Colorado GOP chair and congressman from Colorado, seems to be distancing himself from the president on some things. Talk about that as well. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Phone lines are open. Let's get them hot. Peter Boyle Show, Randy Corcoran here on 710 KNUS.